This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same. You can call, you can text. It's 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on a live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Ooh.
And speaking of, 5 days. To the election. 5 days to the election, everybody. We're going to make it, and we have a jam-packed show for you today. Coming up after the 10:30 news, Michelle Velasquez from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin will be joining us. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, will be here at 11:06 to talk about what he's seeing on the ground and what they're hearing back as we get closer and closer to the election, as he does every other Thursday. Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe here at 11:33. And we will wrap up the whole show as we do every day now with this shouldn't be a thing. Today, it's the scary clown edition. It being Halloween and everything.
Yeah, of course.
We thought that kind of fit in. Just a reminder as well, Tuesday night, this coming election night, November 5th. Make sure you are a voter. Please go vote. Get your vote. It's very important that we all take part in the process. And then join us for Civic Media election night special coverage starting at 6 p.m. We will have a cast of hundreds, potentially thousands, from the presidential race in Wisconsin to all the results come all the way down the ballot. Our Civic Media election night special will have insight and analysis you're not going to find anywhere else. So join us next Tuesday starting at 6 p.m. right here across the Civic Media Radio Network. I wanted to start off with this because it just jumped out at me. My husband and I are among the portion of the population that still watch the 5 to 6 o'clock news.
In the morning or in the afternoon?
Over dinner.
Oh, okay.
From 5 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
We watch the local news, yeah. And then we watch the network news. And then I usually go back to cable, but that's one of the few times I watch local broadcast television.
Mm-hmm.
So to some extent, I've missed out on all of the horrible political attack ads.
Yeah.
Last night, as I was watching the news, this ad came up. It was so dark and so nasty. And I had to look and see who they were talking about. They were talking about Lou Anne Bird.
Wait, what?
They were talking about Lou Anne Bird, who has been on our show numerous times.
Yeah, yeah.
We've met her in person mm-hmm. more than once.
Yeah.
And this ad, and I don't know if it came from a super PAC or if this is directly from her challenger, Bob Donovan's campaign.
Yeah.
But she's a failure and she wants to, you know, make something of her life finally. And it's this dark picture of her. And I'm like, who are you talking about? Little adorable Lou Anne Bird, who's been involved in local things
for
a long time, trying to help people with disabilities gain access to public buildings. That Lou Anne Bird?
Yeah. Also, I really hope it's not from the Bob Donovan camp, because that's an easy one to attack. Oh, Bob Donovan moved so many times just to get elected. You know, it's
yeah. It just. Come on, people.
Well, and that's how I feel about the Tammy ads right now. It's like, you can go after the policies you don't like. That's fair. You can go after, I don't know, like, you can go after all the tangible, logical things. I think there's enough to make a case just on the sense of you don't want to vote for a Democrat. You don't want to vote for Tammy. There are things you can find. But this whole thing of making, she is moving. She lives in Washington, D.C.
What's happened to her?
Because, that's the thing. She's like, she's not for Wisconsin. No,
she is.
I don't know if there's another senator in the country who brings more money back to their home state and gets Republicans, Democrats, independents, farmers, business people supporting her. And this isn't a Tammy Love ad. It's just that thing of, like, we've spoken about how it's easy it is to make good attack ads. It's just you stick to certain things. But this whole, like, I've got a shadowy voice, and I, Calvin Butenov, has something to say. What do you want to say, Mr. Birthday Boy?
Well, the thing I find most insidious about the Tammy Baldwin ads is how obviously homophobic they are.
Yes.
Like, there was one that I heard that it literally sounded like an SNL skit with how every single sentence ended with, with her girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, really laying it on thick there with the girlfriend there.
Well, and now I just heard one recently where before it was, she wants to let biological men go to the same bathrooms as, I'm like, first of all, that's an old chestnut to crack open. But also now it's like she supports double mastectomies for children and castration for boys. Like, first of all, you're talking about trans kids. Second of all, they're not doing that. And you know that they're not.
And they know that, yes.
It's been cited by many, 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 many doctors. That's not how the process goes. Unlike the guy that you're voting for who's like, they go to school on a Tuesday and they come back a boy.
Doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way.
Not in any realm on the planet.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm asking folks is that, turn down the attack ads for the next 5 days. And please don't, if you have not decided how you're going to vote yet, don't let those be your guide.
Correct. Yeah. Throw out the mailers just right away. They're the same thing in print form.
Yes. And they can lie.
Yeah.
My husband goes crazy about this. He's like, why is that allowed? Why? They should be held accountable, and they should be, you know, you should be able to take them to court and sue them. And unfortunately, there's a special provision, right, in political ads that you can say anything you want.
Yeah.
Anything.
Anything. It's just, it's up to this. I mean, it's up to the scruples of the stations. Like, we have an ad running right now that says that we screen all PAC ads and all political ads to make sure they're truthful. And granted, if you don't think that's, but that's the fine line. Is that, what is a lie then? If they're saying, well, this is what we believe and this is what we know. I think it has to be egregious.
An egregious lie.
Which I don't even know what that means at a certain point. Like, you know,
what does that cover?
Tammy Baldwin wears white after Labor Day. I'm taking you to court. Calvin?
Well, not only are the ads and the lies and the ads, but then you have at least one of the major quote unquote news organizations in our country that parrots those same talking points as truth.
And I think it's important that folks remember that the network that Calvin is referring to was fined nearly $1 billion with a B.
Yeah.
Fox was fined nearly $1 billion for lying to its own audience that the 2020 election was stolen. That is a lie. The Dominion Voting Systems Group took them to court, and yes, they were fined nearly $1 billion. For lying knowingly, lying to their audience.
If she keeps talking too, they're gonna take Marjorie Taylor Greene because she's doing the same thing. She's talking about Dominion voting machines.
Oh yeah,
and just
they've got pretty good lawyers. I'd be really careful if you're gonna start casting aspersions their way.
We here at Matt and Air on Air love Dominion voting machines. They're the best voting machines on earth.
It's just, people are tired of this.
Yeah, we're at that
Now. Everybody's exhausted.
Yeah. And we were talking about this before. Go to the candidates' websites, check out what they stand for, then go find a source that may do some research on them. That's good.
Go to our voter guide.
Yes. Perfect.
That Dan Schaefer put together. Go to civicmedia.us/vote. Dan Schaefer put together this really comprehensive voter guide that breaks down every single race in Wisconsin and kind of encapsulates the candidates' views on things.
Yeah.
It's a really, really useful tool. It's much more useful than basing your decisions on these attack ads, especially the one I saw last night about Luann Bird. I was like, you guys are delusional.
Yeah.
Sherry from Horicon is on the line. Good morning, Sherry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Calvin. Oh, my God. You know, right now at this moment, I Okay, so I got put on that Enbrel. Remember I called about that, and I was able to get on that because of Kamala. Yes. And the pharmaceuticals. So anyway, right now my son isn't talking to me. He's a Trump guy. He's 26. He blocked me on the phone. I know. And right now I'm trying to plan my daughter's wedding at the same time. My daughter's like, is he even going to come? Should we even invite him? Because I don't agree with his morals. And it's like, yeah, but it's your brother. And you
yeah, of course.
So we're into that moral fight, you know, where it's like, okay, this is my son.
Yeah.
And his morals are completely off. So today I went and voted. Totally pissed off at the world. I went and voted, okay? And there's no vote here sign anymore. The drop box, I live in Horicon, my big little itty bitty town. There used to be a sign that said, vote here. There used to be a drop box. There's none. There is a drop box, so you guys keep repeating that there's no drop box in Dodge County. There is in Beaver Dam.
Okay.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate that, Sherry.
Yeah.
It is interesting that the vote here sign isn't there anymore, though.
Yeah, and so I go in there, and I'm like, can we vote here? And she goes, well, if you want to.
What?
And I'm like, okay, so this is early voting, right? Where is the sign that says I can even vote here? And she goes, well, if we put up a sign, we're going to get too many people.
What?
And we'll be overwhelmed.
I don't like that.
At this point, I'm just like livid, and I go, do I get a sticker? And they're like, no, we don't even give a sticker. And I say, okay, I'm losing it. I never early voted before. And then she goes, okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to take this, you take it into this room, fill this out, then bring it back, and then you put it in an envelope, and then it is put into a vault, and then it is opened on election day.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how can I even check that I voted?
And go to myvote.wy.gov, Sherry. Go to the ballot tracker, and that will show you the entire process from when you got there and requested the ballot, and they approved it, and you filled it out, and then they received it. Go to myvote.wy.gov. We're going to talk about the affordable health care, and Mike Johnson's got thoughts. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Cal Viente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you have the Civic Media app, you can also call and text directly from the app, no matter what show you're listening to around the state. And if you're going to be out and about next Tuesday evening on Election Day and you want to catch all our coverage, we will be statewide starting at 6 p.m. next Tuesday.
Next 5 days away.
5 days away. We can do it. Be positive. Stay away from the turn off the political ads on television. Before we went to the break, we were talking about an ad I saw last night about Luann Bird. And they made it look like she's a serial killer. And we had her on the show numerous times. She's
it was last week we had her on.
Yeah, like, it's just it was loony. It's just loony. So please ignore them. Turn them off. Go to civicmedia.us/vote. Go to Dan Schaefer's voter guide. If you have questions about the candidates, that's a better way to get your information. John from West Bend texting in, listening on WAUK, says three changes I'd like to see in the election process. Overturn Citizens United. Great idea.
Yep.
An independent panel fact-checking political ads before they air. And no campaigning more than 90 days prior to the election. John, I think everyone in Wisconsin and every swing state would agree with you about that.
Could you imagine that? Just at day 91, you're just inundated in day 90. Nothing.
Nothing. Quiet. Be so nice.
Yeah.
Be so nice. We want to talk a little bit about the affordable health care. And Mike Johnson, of course, the Speaker of the House, was on a mic on Monday. They keep saying he was caught on a hot mic. He was at a press conference.
It was at like a voting event. Like it looked like a campaign office.
Yeah, I mean, if it was a hot mic, normally implies that he was having a conversation and didn't realize the mic was still on. He was talking into a microphone to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
So anyway, here is the clip from Moses Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, on a Trump administration plan for the Affordable Care Act. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
No Obamacare.
No Obamacare. Yeah, the ACA is so deeply ingrained. We need massive reform to make this work. And we got a lot of ideas on how to do that.
They have lots of ideas on how they're going to reform the Affordable Care Act.
Hmm.
One thing that they're missing, seems to me, would be details. Calvin, do we have clip number two ready, please?
I have concepts of a plan. I'm not president right now.
We have concepts. We have thoughts. We're not going to tell you.
I mean, last time I checked, they tried to repeal the ACA dozens and dozens of times.
Absolutely.
Since when they took over in 2010-11.
They've tried to do is kill it.
Yeah, and they always fail because it always fails in the Senate, and they don't have enough. Because it's like if they tried to end Social Security. They always talk about reforming it. They always talk about doing all these things. If they tried to actually do anything with a service that actually gets, as you put it, 50 million people health care, their constituents would lose their minds. They have in the past when politicians go to events and say, like, we're going to repeal Obamacare. People lose their minds on it.
Well, and keep in mind that when the ACA went into effect, what it did was impose regulations on insurance companies to stop them from saying, no, I'm not going to cover you because you have a pre-existing condition, and charging higher prices to sicker people. It also provided billions of dollars in subsidies for lower income people to buy coverage in the private marketplaces.
Yes.
And if people get coverage, that means that they don't have to get treated in emergency rooms and stress our hospitals.
Yes. And if they can't pay it, they pass that cost along to us anyways.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, this is the guy, apparently, who is going to be put in charge of our health care should Donald Trump get reelected. Meet Dr. Bob Jr. Calvin, let's play that clip, please.
President Trump has asked me to reorganize the federal health agencies, the agencies that have a portfolio that affects human health, which is CDC, NIH, FDA. As well as some of the agencies within the United States Department of Agriculture.
That's Robert Kennedy Jr.
Failed presidential candidate.
And Donald Trump has said he's going to put him in charge of all these things.
Yeah.
As I understand it, Robert Kennedy Jr. has no scientific background.
He's not a doctor.
He is not a doctor. And he also is extraordinarily anti-vax and has gone to foreign countries spreading that vaccines are bad. And there was actually fallout from that in Samoa, where they got in this big anti-vax campaign. And I believe it was like 83 children died from measles, thanks to this anti-vax campaign.
Well, between him heading up all the medicine and Elon heading up all the cost-cutting measures, all we need is one person, a general that Hitler would appreciate, to head up all the defense. He said he only needs three cabinet members then. a health, cost-cutting, and a war guy.
That's it.
That's it. And really, they'll all be acting. They won't be for real.
Oh, exactly.
Because Trump is the only guy who can actually really do anything anyways.
Well, there's that.
He's the smartest brain in the brains.
And he did a lot of that, and he appointed these people as acting.
Yep.
Because then they did not have to get approval from Congress.
And he could fire them at will, as he did.
And he did.
Or they quit.
There's that, too. We have news coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk to Michelle Velasquez from Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Donald Trump made an appearance last night in Green Bay, along with Brett. I have green Crocs. Favre.
We're not hating on Crocs.
I have some thoughts, and we'll share that.
Okay.
On the other side, you can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, nationwide, global Civic Media Radio Network. So don't you let me dream about you, 'cause it would turn into a nightmare. It isn't fair.
Kiss you, see, so don't you let me dream about you.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, and Sweet Calby coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk rather continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, if you still have an absentee ballot and you didn't get it in the mail and the deadline that was recommended was the 29th, local election officials recommend that you take it to your local clerk to ensure that it is received by 8 p.m. on election day. Don't forget, too, Wisconsin is still same-day registration day. Mm-hmm. So if you miss the deadline to register online or by mail, which has gone past, you can still register in person on election day with the proper ID. Go to civicmedia.us/vote or myvote.wi.gov if you need more instructions on how to register for same-day voting, because you can do that here in Wisconsin. Delighted to have her back. It's been quite a while. She's the Chief Strategy Officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Michelle Velasquez is here. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me. Nice to see you.
Good to see you as well. I wanted to start off with Donald Trump making an appearance last night in Green Bay, along with former Green Bay Packer, of course, Brett Favre. And in the context of this, I do want people to understand he was talking about the problem at the southern border and crimes being committed by illegal immigrants. But this is what Donald Trump had to say regarding women last night when he was in Green Bay. Kelvin, can you play that clip one, please?
And my people told me about 4 weeks ago, I was saying, no, I want to protect the people. I want to protect the women of our country. I want to protect the women. Sir, please don't say that. Why? They said, we think it's very inappropriate for you to say. I said, why? I'm president. I want to protect the women of our country. They said, They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
I'm going to do it whether women like it or not. I think there is a lot of concern among women that, yes, a second Trump administration pretty much is going to do what women like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, really what's at stake in this election is it's not just about women. It's about people's bodily autonomy, their agency to make decisions about their health, their families, their reproductive lives, and their futures. And the idea that anyone other than the person would know their circumstances better, would be in a position to make those decisions for them, is just really out of touch with where the majority of Americans stand on this and where certainly I think the majority of Wisconsinites stand on this.
It's just remarkable to me that there is this patriarchal attitude about, I just know better than you. I know better than you. I know how to protect you better than you. And the other element that I think, Michelle, that gets overlooked so often is there are men involved in this equation too. So don't tell me that removing bodily autonomy from women does not have a blowback effect on men, especially if your wife needs emergency treatment for a pregnancy that has gone wrong and she can't get treatment and subsequently dies. Well, now you're a single father.
Absolutely. I mean, taking away bodily autonomy and agency from any person, whether they're identify as man, woman, non-binary, whatever the case might be, impacts those around them, their loved ones, children that they may already have, as you've mentioned. And sadly, that has happened very recently in Texas. And so taking away autonomy and agency from people really impacts not just that person, but their entire community. And that's really what's at stake here. Again, nobody knows somebody's life circumstances better than that person. And so the idea that politicians could possibly legislate pregnancy and abortion care is just really outrageous.
Well, and they're going to enforce policies for, they don't even know how the female anatomy works. That is astonishing to me. There was a Republican lawmaker at one point who wanted to know why women couldn't just swallow a camera to find out if it was an ectopic pregnancy, and it had to be pointed out to him that the stomach is not connected to a woman's reproductive system, and therefore the camera's not going to end up in where you think it's supposed to go. That should worry all of us, not just women. That should worry all of us that these people are legislating for things they really don't even understand the science.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. And, you know, you just, again, cannot possibly legislate the infinite number of possibilities and changes in circumstances that can occur during a pregnancy. There's also a values and belief system attached to decisions about becoming pregnant, about contraception, about ending a pregnancy and having to make that decision that likewise cannot be legislated.
Because I believe in doing the homework and doing the research, I just want to clarify that that was state senator from Idaho, Vito Barbieri, who had that belief that women could just swallow a camera. So, Vito,
well
good
done,
on you.
Vito.
But one of the things, Michelle, we talked to, we have two OBGYNs who we speak to regularly on this show. And it's not also just about the women. It's not just about the men, but it's also about the doctors and nurses who want to do their job. And the fact that they're now scared to do them, leaving their states because they're afraid of being indicted for murder.
Absolutely. I mean, the chilling effect that all of this has had on the medical profession is really scary. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional, but I deal with the law, and I can imagine how terrifying it is to think I need to do my job and I know what the right answer is here, but I need to go check with somebody like me, an attorney, whether or not I can do that. Like I shouldn't be involved in that decision making. And it ends up costing people's lives. People are harmed in this. And as you mentioned, Greg, medical professionals are leaving states where there are such serious criminal, potential criminal liability and exposure, thereby creating, large geographic areas where there is fewer maternal medicine doctors and healthcare professionals, thereby making it more dangerous for people.
Absolutely. We're creating maternity care deserts now. I know in particular in Idaho, they are having an enormous problem with doctors leaving the state, and new doctors don't want to go practice there specifically because of this. So you have more women's alternatives to treat women who are pregnant, and these are wanted pregnancies. Now they have to go where? How far do you have to drive to go get care? 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours? Do you have to go out of state? This is happening around the country with medical professionals deciding, I'm not going to practice here. For one thing, I cannot fully use my medical experience to help this patient make the right decision. It's almost lying by withholding information.
Absolutely. Medical students aren't going to get the training that they need. They're not going to stay in states or maybe even apply to medical school in states where there are such severe bans and restrictions.
If you're just joining us, Michelle Velasquez is our guest. She's the Chief Strategy Officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Obviously, this is a big issue with just 5 days away until we go to vote on November 5th. What are you hearing from people, Michelle?
You know, I think that in Wisconsin in particular, bodily autonomy and reproductive rights and freedoms are just at top of mind for folks. Certainly since the overturning of Roe a couple of years ago, there's still confusion, I think, about whether or not abortion is even legal in Wisconsin. So I want to be really clear that abortion is legal in Wisconsin. There is no criminal abortion ban here in Wisconsin. And at the same time, we have a lot of work to do. We need to make sure that abortion access and reproductive rights sort of more broadly are protected in this state affirmatively. So that means whether that's legislatively or through the courts or a combination thereof. And there are a lot of restrictions in Wisconsin. Even before Roe was overturned, yes, Wisconsin was considered one of the most restrictive states. And these are laws on the books that are sort of under this guise of being, again, to go back to that idea of protecting pregnant people, but they are medically unnecessary. They are purposely created to create barriers and obstacles for people accessing the care that they have decided that they need. And that's just sort of what it is. So we have a lot of work to do.
We really do. And you need to remember that this affects all of us. This affects all of our lives. And we hear this lament so often about, well, women don't want to have children anymore. People don't want to expand their families anymore. Right now, in states where there are no exceptions, a woman getting pregnant is one of the most dangerous things that she can do. Why on earth would any woman in a state where you can't get treatment, like this poor young woman in Texas, Giselle Barnica, who died? They couldn't treat her. It might be a crime. So she got sepsis, and 3 days later, she died. Why on earth would any woman in her right mind even want to risk having a child knowing if something goes wrong, she can't get help?
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, going back to every person's decision for themselves and then ensuring that there is the information, the education, the resources, and the healthcare that people need to realize their decisions, right? So if someone is saying, I want to expand my family, I want to have children, there should be healthcare available to make sure that they can do that safely. And there needs to be resources to ensure that they can adequately house and feed and educate their children. So when people talk about wanting to the bottom line is that abortion bans do not reduce the number of abortions. They actually have increased. And if people want there to be fewer abortions, what actually needs to happen is people have to have healthcare, education, housing, affordable living wage, And all of those resources would actually result in a reduction of abortion, not abortion bans.
And this is just, I mean, this was the beginning of, you know, I don't like using the term slippery slope because I think it's overused, but they're starting with this, and then they're coming for contraception, and then they're coming, then, and I still to this day, I'm shocked that IVF is something that is on the table to be taken away, as it has been utilized by so many people, Republican, Democrat, independent, like, and also this idea that it was fine a year ago, and then all of a sudden one person just says, well, we don't know about it. Then a group of Southern Baptist pastors say, we don't support it. And now people might not have access to it. This is how they chip away and chip away and chip away through acts like this.
Yeah, I appreciate you mentioning the idea of chipping away, because I think that is absolutely what happened with Roe. And Roe was sort of the floor, right? Like, it said you cannot ban it, but it had a little bit more teeth to it than that, for sure. And then we got the Casey decision that says, well, you can regulate it as long as it doesn't create this undue
burden. Right.
And this is how legislatures sort of around the country were able to slowly chip away. And the result is the overturning of Roe a couple of years ago. And the same is true with other things. So for folks to say, well, it's not about contraception, we're not going to go there. Well, we're seeing other states try to sort of reclassify what is an abortifacient, what's a contraception, and also sort of redefine abortion to make it something other than what it is, which is a medical term for the ending or termination of a pregnancy for any reason whatsoever.
Including miscarriage.
Including miscarriage. And so that's the sort of playbook that there is.
Michelle Velasquez is the Chief Strategy Officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. We're going to continue our conversation in just a minute. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call and text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are joined by Michelle Velasquez. She is the Chief Strategy Officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. And right before we went to the break, Michelle, we were talking a little bit about birth control. I've been around a long time, and I remember talking to Wisconsin Right to Life 30 years ago. And even at that time, their goal was to ultimately ban all forms of birth control.
Yeah, absolutely. There's an anti-agenda to not just go after abortion, but to go after birth control, IVF. I know people are sort of wondering why IVF would be out there or what the problem would be with that. And for some people, it's because as soon as there is conception, that is life.
That's a person. It's a person.
And it's a person. And there's what is incompatible with IVF are personhood laws. And so in states like Alabama, which Greg talked about before the break, where there was a court finding that it was a child, that the fertilized egg was a child in the IVF clinic, that creates sort of this groundwork for personhood, meaning that an embryo would have the same rights, constitutional and other rights attached to it as a live human being. And so IVF would be incompatible with personhood laws.
And essentially that fetus then takes precedence over the mother. That becomes a more important person than the person that is carrying this.
Yeah, I mean, it would be very challenging to sort of figure out and balance those rights, because they would essentially have the same sort of level of constitutional rights. And so this is absolutely sort of dangerous kind of territory when it comes to reproductive healthcare, including birth control.
I think one of the big problems, too, is we have legislators, a lot of them men, trying to put forth these personhood pieces of legislation. But you talk to any doctor, and as I mentioned before, whether it's Dr. Lyerly or Dr. Hanks, our OBGYNs we talk to, you can't tell us when life begins. There's no point of, there's no like, all right, the egg was fertilized by the sperm. All right, in 2 days we will have a baby. You know, there's no, you can't put a time stamp on it. Therefore, you can't make a law that specifically says when personhood actually begins.
Right. And I mean, I think that that's the problem with all of this, right? Is that ending a pregnancy is a very personal decision that's rooted in both medicine and beliefs and value systems that people hold. And everybody has, you know, a different belief system, a different value system, and they might think they know what their answer is, but until they're in that actual situation,
yes,
they don't actually know. And so that is why you really just can't legislate something like mm-hmm. this. You know, we have laws that protect people from medical malpractice. Doctors have codes of ethics, professional standards, all those things that sort of govern all other aspects of healthcare except for this.
It's almost like they should have the right to do this without the government getting involved in their choices.
Correct.
Well, especially like, who's one of our favorite state legislators who's a veterinarian?
Dr. Joel Kitchens.
Yes, Dr. Joel Kitchens, who has famously said that he's delivered all kinds of bovines, so he knows how reproductive systems work. That's so comforting, ladies. Let's just take that and sit on that for just a little bit and let that roll around.
Well, then that he should know very well. You can't really legislate. You can't legislate this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. I give you so much credit for what you do, Michelle. You must get so frustrated on a daily basis. I cannot imagine.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, it can be, and at the same time, like this is the right thing. And the people in this state have resoundedly, you know, said time and time again that they do not want there to be an abortion ban in this state, that they want legal access to abortion care. And so that's what, you know, our work at Advocates is all about, is just making sure that people have access to the healthcare that they need.
Men want the women they love to be able to get healthcare. The healthcare, as you said, Michelle, that they need and that they need to discuss with their doctor, not necessarily their representative or their senator. Michelle Velasquez is the Chief Strategy Officer for Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Thank you so much, Michelle. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Stay with us. News is coming up next. When we return, Ben Wickler will be here, the chair of the Wisconsin Democrats. Jesse Waters and Charlie Kirk, two alpha males, very, very upset.
Very mad. Very, very mad boys.
So mad.
Very mad boys.
We'll talk all about that coming up. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Oh,
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.